maybe 4 or 5 lay in one nest. And sometimes they'll just get out and make them a nest. But that we always fix for them, they can go on.
These artificial eggs, did you ever hear them called anything else? A long time ago they used to?
All I ever heard them called was a nest egg. I've seen them. And I got tickling the fella one time, the fool cat got to. You know, everything is different now where they're rebuilding. But they like they used to be a barn sometimes, fool cats would get under there.
Yeah.
And they'd go to robbing your nest. And that's what they were putting them in there for. And a fella called me one day and said, hey, come here, quick. He couldn't get it. It was too heavy for him.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his teeth in it to turn it off, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a little old civet cat. Mm-hmm. And boy, he was having a wrestle with that egg, but he had done been stealing them eggs. You know, real egg.
Yeah.
And it looked like a real egg, you know. Fellow by the name of Barber, Bill Barber, man.
My uncle found one time in his field in back of the hen house, because snake it, he found the skeleton, and he found that old nest egg laying next to the skeleton, because snake had eaten it. He just swallowed the whole thing.
We are aggravated with them right smart. I got a little old dog here, mm-hmm. and she's got more energy than anything I've ever seen. But I found out she is too little.
Yeah.
First thing I ever seen, I liked her. And I got the reason after them. I said they was good hunting dogs. That is the most dog in that little pile that I've ever seen yet.
Uh-huh.
She'll treat them things. Now, we call them white oak snakes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get up down in them trees. They'll rob every bird nest. Mm-hmm. And she'll treat them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bunch of guineas sitting around on them one time. And I went around there and I swear they were one of the longest ones that I ever seen. And he'd swallowed about that. You could look at him and see where every egg was in him.
Mm-hmm.
I killed him and got to mashing and rolling them eggs out of him. I cut his head off. But they were put off. In other words, they got enough acid in them, you know, to eat up a frog or fish or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But that you talking about, that gentleman had something other than acid.
Yeah, I think that he died. That snake died. I couldn't get by with that egg.
Well, the best tickle I ever got, and I always have, want to know what become of that frog. Now, they'll come up here, that light up, that bug's falling.
Mm-hmm.
Them old toads will come up. They'll come up there and hop all around here, you know, kicking them toads as they'll fall. And I had heard, and he had two fellow gentlemen right down this side of the car. That store out there, that you'd go to something buckshot at him, and he'd catch them till he'd get so heavy till he couldn't jump.
Yeah.
Just couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us talk about sitting there watching him, you know, catching them bugs as they drop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Harry went back in the store and got a whole bottle of them old cathartic pill. And he got to thumping them at that frog, and he ate the last one of them but three. A whole bottle. And he wouldn't take the last, and he thumped it. As small as that frog was, three of them would be. As little as that frog was, I've always had them. But brother, directly.